We don't really need any excuse to have our next guest in. I just enjoy talking to him about all things. I mean, fatherhood, life, love, the pursuit of happiness. James Sharman in studio.
And we're always such optimists, aren't we, Ben?
We're not at all.
If only they could hear what we were saying before the show here.
Maybe that's why we get along so well, is because, yes, you... Did I introduce you to the phrase Schadenfreude? If I did, it was something
you did.
Well, it was something that you had felt for a long time. You just didn't have a word for it.
Laughing at others' misfortune.
Yes, correct.
It's amazing.
So good, right? Like, there's a few things better in this world. So let's do it now.
All right, shall we?
Claudio Ranieri. Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, okay.
He really is quite sad.
And you wrote a story about him on sportsnet.ca, a fantastic piece.
Thank you.
I read it. Maybe you can help us, first of all, put into perspective what happened to Leicester City last year, because I've been calling it the biggest upset in the history of professional sports. Like, is there anybody who understands the Premier League who's, like, can you think of another upset that's anywhere close to what Leicester did last year?
I'm perhaps one for hyperbole sometimes, but for me, it's the greatest sporting shock.
Yeah.
Certainly I've ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
I've even heard of. It was unfathomable what they did in that league. It was a perfect storm. So many things went their way in that. The good clubs, the big clubs had off seasons.
Yep.
These journeyman players had out of these world seasons for Leicester. This journeyman manager, well-liked, respected, Ranieri, got this team of misfits together. It ticked all the boxes for shock. And to this day, I can't think of another even close to it.
Like, if they finished top four, if they finished in a Champions League position, you would have been
there too.
Mind-numbing. They finished atop the table.
This team almost got relegated the year before, almost.
Yeah.
7 or 8 games before the year ended, they were odds on to go down. They were 5,000-1 to win the thing last year.
Right.
5,000-1. You can't make that bet anymore.
No.
It's impossible. Bookies don't put that bet out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was essentially, according to the bookies, impossible for them to do what they did last year.
Yeah, no, it wasn't possible. But what is happening this year is what is supposed to happen. They're supposed to be in a battle for their lives, right?
I think if you told most Leicester fans before last season that by this season they'd be fighting relegation, they would have taken it because, you mean we're still in the Premier League?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
You know, I think... This year, it's been a very poor campaign. They've been abysmal.
Uh-huh.
Not many people thought they'd be this bad. I think most people thought, forget about the champions. Forget about the top four.
Yeah.
Top half.
Right.
Maybe fighting for a European spot, but certainly top half. You know, that they're good enough. They showed us enough in the previous all-dominating season that at least they can achieve that. So what's happened this year has been a bit of a surprise that they've been so bad. Because,
yeah.
I mean, they had just... In 2017, in the league, not only have they not won, they haven't scored a goal.
Right.
These players,
that's
Jamie
bad.
Vardy, who scored 24 goals last year, one of the top scorers in Europe.
Some spectacular ones, too.
He's got 4 this season,
that's
3 in one game.
Not great.
Riyad Mahrez, who was linked with the biggest clubs in the world for enormous deals, re-signed. He's been invisible this season.
Eww.
You know, it's just been a dismal, dismal failure.
Well, okay, here's the reality. They are not in the relegation zone at the moment. They're a point up on Hull, and they got out of their group in the Champions League. Now they're getting smoked. I think they got smoked yesterday, right?
Well, no. They lost 2-1.
Okay, yeah, which is actually been, away. So they got an away goal.
It was actually a good result, but it could have and should have been 4-5-1.
Right.
They were massively outplayed in the first half in particular.
So I was surprised in reading your piece, but maybe I shouldn't have been because I saw you by the elevators before that and you kind of tipped your hand.
Right.
That you were, I mean, all that being said, the miracle that was a season ago, it made a bit of sense to you to axe Ranieri at this point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I fully acknowledge it's sad. It's ruthless. Everyone loves Claudio, right? A really good guy. You know, the media love this guy. He's friendly. He's genuine. He's been through it all. He's had many a job over the years, never been successful, finally reaches that pinnacle last year. And we all love him. And to fire the guy is really ruthless. But the reality of the Premier League is that if you get relegated, you're losing tens of millions of pounds. And many, many a club the same size of Leicester have gone down and never come back up. In fact, they kept falling and falling. So if you're ownership, you know, it was a very tough situation. It was maybe mishandled, you know, just I think 17 days ago, they gave the old, you know, he's our man no matter what,
oh,
you know, he deserves that. And frankly, had they kept with him and stuck with him and said, listen, no matter what, you know, we're going to reward him for what he did last year, I'd respect that. I'd accept that, and the fans would. But looking back now, you know, that they had to make a move because the players had essentially quit on the guy. They weren't playing for him. So something had to happen to try and stave off relegation.
Well, so that's, okay, the difference in the sporting cultures from this side of the world and over there, there's many. But I will go down that road with you a little bit because this year is so important. The difference in staying up, if you think firing Claudio Ranieri and bringing somebody else in will actually improve your odds of staying in the Premier League, that's so important. It's so valuable. You got to.
You see it every year,
right?
We've seen it this year. I think like six managers have been fired. About this time of year as well.
What is the difference monetarily if you're looking at being in the Premier League and being out?
If you get relegated, you get what's called parachute payments for I think 3 years. You get some good. It does soften the blow, so to speak, and it's quite a lot of money. But potentially, you know, if you're playing in the Premier League, you're making £100 million a year with the new TV deals, right? That's how much you're making.
Right.
You're getting a fraction of that in the league championship. Plus, you got all these players who you re-signed this past summer who are champions to these big, big money deals, right, who haven't proven to be worth that this season. So you go down, those contracts aren't voided. You have to try and sell those players. But who's going to go out and pay Jamie Vardy £100,000 a week or whatever he's making now? No one.
No
one. Right?
No.
So potentially you see it every year. You see these big clubs get relegated and they can't afford to pay their players. And it's a spiral out of control. And we've seen bankruptcies happen, you know, in more than one occasion, some really large clubs, bigger than Leicester, in fact. So you have to do all you can to stay up. And if that means firing this legend who one day will be, you know, embossed forever outside the stadium. I mean, today, Jose Mourinho said they should rename the stadium Claudio Ranieri Stadium. Mourinho's a gem, isn't he? You
know, yeah,
this guy's ripped Ranieri last 10 years of his career, left, right, and center, but now he's their old best mates again. But yeah, I mean, it's very sad, but logistically and financially, you see the method behind them, as hard as it is.
Yeah, it's so weird to see where we were 12 months ago, and here he is without a job. So let's look at the top of the table now. Because this is how it's supposed to look, right? Like, maybe not in this order.
Sure.
But Chelsea, Man City, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United, that's the top six.
Yeah, normalcy is being resumed, so to speak, right?
Right. And it's now an 8-point gap between Chelsea and City. City leapfrog Tottenham.
Spurs, yep.
Yeah, yep, and... So we've actually got Chelsea's game this weekend, right?
This weekend, Swansea, they're playing on Saturday morning on Sportsnet. We also have Leicester, actually, on Monday playing Liverpool.
Oh,
I know.
We got a lot coming up this weekend. All right, so 8 points, 13 games to go. It's a lot of points.
I mean,
is it over?
I think you've
got the game on the weekend, so keep that in mind. Will you give your response?
I think it's over.
Oh, no!
I know. I'm not a marketer. I don't work with programming or...
I'm a
numbers.
Total shill, so...
No, you know, I think it's done. However, you know, 8 points, 13 games, it obviously, mathematically, it's far from being done. Mm-hmm. If they lose to Swansea and it's not out of the realms of reason, close to, but not quite, you know, it's 5 points. If City win when they play again, you know, there's potential for a team like City or even Spurs to catch them. I think it's happened once before at this stage. I think Newcastle had a big lead, about 10 points this time of year. In the late 90s, they blew it, but Newcastle wasn't Chelsea. The way they're playing, they lost 3 games all year. They play such a good brand of football. They have no distractions with European football this year, out of the cups. So, they're rolling towards a championship. Really, it's a race for second. And the top four, which means so much in English football because that means you qualify for the Champions League, that race for that fourth spot could be the best race to watch this season.
Yeah, right now it's Arsenal with 50 points, 1 point up on Liverpool, United 2 points out. And what is the word on Jose Mourinho and his United tenure here? Because he's the biggest personality.
Sure.
Maybe if you take yourself out of the North American bubble, like the biggest personality when it comes to the head of a franchise, manager, a head coach in the world.
I think probably, yeah. Yeah, I mean, him and Belichick's probably comparable.
Yeah, he's but I mean, do they know who Bill Belichick is in parts of the world outside of North America? Like, that feels like a North American.
Globally, you're right. Like, plus, Jose's a little bit likable as well. I don't think anyone would say that Belichick's likable, right?
Some people dislike him, but yeah.
You respect him, but you don't like him.
Yeah,
right. Whereas I think most people respect and quite like Jose, as arrogant as he can be. I think he's won them over. It's taken a while this season. Mm-hmm. It's still a team in transition, despite what they spent last summer, which is astronomical, breaking the transfer record with Paul Pogba. It's a transitional team from the previous regime, which failed, quite frankly. They're getting better and better. They seem to have turned the corner now. He's got the players he signed, like Mkhitaryan, playing regularly. He couldn't get in the team to start the season. Rooney's on the way out now, you know. Probably, who knows where, whether it be China, MLS.
Well, there was this report today that he said he's returning. Now, his contract's up in a year and a half,
right? He's returning for this season. What it is, the Chinese transfer window, it sounds nuts, I know. Yeah. That closes on Tuesday. So a lot of speculation about players making the move before Tuesday. Only China could afford to pay Rooney right now.
Yeah.
A guy that's not playing for Manchester United. He's the highest paid player in English football. So if he's going to go anywhere and maintain his wages, it would be China. But I just don't think there's a fit there. But he's staying for the remainder of this season, and who knows, maybe next season.
What is with the Chinese Super League here? What's going on
it's
here?
It's a vehicle for the government.
Right.
To become culturally relevant around the world.
Right. And do people show up for this thing? Weren't there reports of Drogba not getting paid for a while there, right?
Yeah, it's changed since those days, I think. The government now runs the league, and they fill out their stadiums. It's awful quality soccer because there's a quota of just four international players or foreign players per team. So you've got two or three name players in these teams, and the rest are Chinese players who at this point aren't very good. But the whole goal is to improve Chinese football and make them a legitimate contender in the next 10 or 20 years at a World Cup. That's what they want. They want to become legitimate culturally around the world.
Yeah, I'll see
so,
that.
So that's, but I mean, the money's being thrown around is insane, but when you're spending $50 million to pay a Carlos Tevez, who's a guy past his best, you scratch your head. And Wayne Rooney, example as well. You know, if you're going to spend that money, you obviously can't get the Ronaldos, the Messis, guys in or near their prime. So they go for the big names. They can sell shirts like a Wayne Rooney. It makes sense from that standpoint, but would he be? I can't see Wayne Rooney in China. It just doesn't fit to me. Rooney's a wonderful player in his time, but he's a boy who's born and bred Northwest England. Mm-hmm. He's never left the Northwest, even on vacation. I joke. But that's he knows his, he lets his home comforts, put it that way.
Yeah. And he feels like he's a big enough name. He might be an MLS guy at some point.
Yeah, definitely potential. I think there's more chance of MLS than China. Mm-hmm. But again, it'd be a big wage cut. He's making £300,000 a week. This is about, $500,000
decent.
A week? Decent money.
It's James Sharman money. All right, we have not much time left. Arsenal, Bayern in the Champions League again. Don't they face each other every year?
Every year, it seems, yeah. Yeah, in the group phase or the knockout phase. And Bayern generally get the upper hand and kick out Arsenal, which will probably happen again this time around. What's the score there again? I forget. Is it
5-1.
5-1. It was 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember.
No, I know.
Actually, it was last week, actually. It was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-1. The Arsenal's done.
It's a lifestyle thing, I think, is why you can't remember things.
Probably, yes.
Maybe.
Must be a few brain cells being destroyed on a regular basis.
Yeah, you destroyed a couple of mine here in these 12 minutes. Thanks, James.
and the audience, I hope.
Yes.
Anytime, Venice.